Hey, what's up, bitches? Brandon Lynette here. It's a new week, new goal, new mindsets. We're about to creep into a new month. So, what the fuck is going on, right? How are you living? I could tell you right now, this week has been a shit show for my family. I won't get into a lot of details, but I did express on social media that today I would share a little update on a situation I'm going through. If you don't follow me on Facebook, make sure you do. I think that's probably my most active social media site. I've also got Listen Bitch support group in there because I want to know what the fuck you want to talk about. 1000%. But today is going to be a little bit of Brandon therapy because Listen Bitch, it's my podcast, my rules. And anyway, I know some of you nosy hoes want to know what the fuck is going on. I had a crazy situation this week where my Rottweiler attacked my little dog. He's done this before about three or 4 years ago. My husband had picked up the little dog and he jumped up and snatched her out of his arms. And it was traumatic. It was a big deal. We kept them separated. We learned the triggers. We went through the process of like what we can and can't do. Little things like we could never pick her up in front of my big dog. She was the alpha and she was a third of their size. And basically hated their guts. I mean, she had their asses in a corner every day. But Sam was really food aggressive. So we had to make sure that their food was separated, like he had to eat in a certain area. And he's only food aggressive with the dogs, like not with us, right? He's chill with us. But anyway, she's been the alpha. And the past 2 months, like he has been looking at her like he wants to kill her. And I've acknowledged that. We do what we can to keep him separate. If, he comes by the couch and she gets crazy, one of them goes to the kitchen. So it's just a matter of we've been keeping them separated. Well, the other night, my daughter dropped some food on the floor, and we have these really high bar stool chairs. So they have kind of like the bar on the bottom where you kind of can put your feet all four sides around. Well, when Bella went to get the fry, she kind of backed up and got stuck under the chair. And Sam took this opportunity to attack. She was vulnerable. She was kind of stuck, and he snatched her ass up in the same spot he grabbed her a few years ago. I got them apart, and we got her cleaned up, did all the things, went through the checking around. She just has a tiny little hole. It wasn't even as bad as it was the first time, and the first time she healed like a champ. Like, I mean, the first time was gnarly. This time there was just a tiny little hole in her body. So I ended up calling the emergency vet that night, and she gave me instructions on what to look for, when we should take her in, what to do, and all the things. So, we follow her thing, and the next day Bella's doing really good. Really good. Her wound looks good. I gave her a bath and cleaned her up because she had shit herself, understandably so. There's a Rottweiler, attacking her. So I got her all cleaned up and everything, and she's just doing really good. The wound looked good. All the things. Another day goes by, she's doing really good. And by Friday, she took a really serious turn. And I had to work that night. So my husband is like, we have to take her first thing in the morning. Tried to take her to a local emergency animal hospital here, who refused her that morning. So he had to drive to Indiana and found a place that saw her right away. And they got her in. She was marked in critical condition immediately. Upon everything, their evaluation and all the tests they ran, all the things they did. She had sepsis throughout her entire body. And the worst part, because in my mind, right, this cut is smelling like shit and she's not acting like herself. So I'm like, all right, she's got an infection, right? So we just need to get some antibiotics and clean the wound. That's how basic I thought this was. That's all I thought was going to happen Friday. So, or Saturday morning. So I had to open the bar that morning, a funky schedule that day. So Ben is taking her by himself. I'm at the bar opening for the restaurant. And, in my mind, I'm like, this is cool. They're just gonna, probably maybe keep her overnight, get her some antibiotics, flush the wounds. Maybe she'll need a drain because it was like oozing stuff now. And when I say it smelled terrible, you guys, like it was terrible. So I knew it was going to take some care, but I was 100% confident that that's all it was going to be. So, I don't have my phone for 40 minutes because I'm riding my motorcycle to work. And by the time I get there, I call him and he's like, this isn't good. And I lost it. I lost my shit. I couldn't even see straight. I couldn't think. I'm like sitting on the bar floor wailing, and nobody has a fucking clue because I knew we were gonna have to let her go. Come to find out, she was dying long before my dog attacked her. She had liver failure, heart failure, and no symptoms whatsoever, whatsoever. At her last vet appointment, she discovered like a little heart murmur, and that's all we knew about. And she's like, these things can work themselves out. She had a little bit of medication she was taking for that, and not even all the time, just when she presented symptoms. So, I mean, she's acting like a normal, healthy puppy. We had no fucking clue she was already dying. So, with liver and kidney failure, there was no way she was going to pull through this. So, I'm at work and I got to say goodbye to her on a FaceTime call before the vet euthanized her. Thankfully, one of my college girls made it there to hold her. She got to hold her for a good hour before she died. But yeah, we've had her for will have been 9 years in October. So almost 9 years that we've had her. It is Today was the first day, like actually waking up without her. Yesterday was the hardest for me. So, this is going to be a two-part conversation because I want to explain to you guys how I'm not losing my shit right now. I definitely, the tears are welling up. I'm sad. I'm really fucking sad. I'm broken. I'm thinking like, all the things I should have done better, right? She wanted to get in the car with me all the time. And I'm like, half the time, I'm like, Bella, get your ass in the house. You're not coming with me. And I think, man, there's a few times I could have brought her, And granted, it's summertime. It's not like I could take her and leave her in the car and shit because it's hot as fuck here. But I don't know. I was already excited that, school's about to start because I promised that little dog every time I go to the door, she is there wanting to go. And fall is the season where I take her everywhere. She gets to be in the car because she can sit in there with the windows down and she's good and it's okay. Just all those things. It's just weird. It's weird. We've had her since we moved into this house. It's fucking devastating. Like, I'm just sad. I let her down, let her down. It was tough. People are asking me what I'm gonna do about Sam because he attacked her. And because this is Listen, Bitch, and it's my playground, I'll give you guys full disclosure. This is the third animal that they have killed here. My two dogs have killed two cats, not intentionally, but it was kind of that same thing where they got puncture wounds because they were playing too rough. And both cats, probably 6 months apart, I had to take them to the vet and they ended up being euthanized because they couldn't survive what had happened. And the dogs are not aggressive with us, right? They have killed animals in our yard. That's what they do, and they kill them. I mean, they literally like kill them. With my cats, I know they were playing. They're wagging their tails. They think they're having fun, and these dogs wrestle each other hardcore. I mean, they are rough with each other. So I know it was not an intentional, I want to kill you. Sam, however, I do think he intentionally did not want Bella around. But he let go of her, after he asserted his own dominance. So he wasn't even trying to kill her in that moment. I think he was just trying to show like he's bigger than her and he's tired of her shit. But I don't know. I don't know the theory. So people are like, what are you going to do with your dog? The thing is, I'm not about to lose two dogs in the situation. We've had Sam for 4 years. He's a baby. He's a big baby, and he's a protector. Like, he's very protective of us. And he's just a cuddle bug. Like, he's literally just a baby, and he's so dumb. He's so fucking dumb. Like, he doesn't even know. He doesn't know when he does dumb shit. He's just dumb. And Zeke is his best friend, and he is Zeke's best friend. And Zeke is a very emotionally intelligent animal. When I tell you he's like a fucking human, this is my 20-year-old's Shepsky. He is another level of dog intelligence. Like, he has real people feelings. And I can already tell he knows something is up with Bella. He's gone to her grave a few times, smelling around. He's acting different. Smelling, their kennels have new beds in them and everything. I threw everything away that she was on. So, it would kill him to lose Sam too. So we do a lot of things here to protect Oliver, which is another cat we have. He stays upstairs. And the important part for us as responsible pet owners is that when we're home and Oliver's downstairs with the dogs, everything's fine. Like, they don't touch him, they don't fuck with him. It's fine. We can never, ever, ever leave them unattended, ever. And that's part of the responsibility we have in saying, like, we're committed to these animals. They're not going anywhere. We have to make it work. So there's not any aggression with Oliver. He's the sweetest cat. He gets it. He likes being upstairs. He loves it. But when we're home, he likes to be down here with us 100%. And that it works out. We just have to be careful. So the truth is, I'm keeping Sam. He's not going anywhere. And the triggers in his life that were bringing out aggression are gone. It was really him and Bella did not get along. And I think I was trying to tell my husband just to justify shit, right? If you do a little research about nature, like when a pack animal is showing signs of weakness, like aging and stuff, like another animal look for a moment to attack, a moment of vulnerability. I feel like maybe Sam knew she was dying and he knew this was her chance to, do his thing so he could be a step up in the alpha pack. But who knows? That could be me just trying to like pretend they just savagely did not hate each other, but they were not friends. And I'm sad for Bella because I know that last day I had given her pain meds when she went through, when she started crying. She was crying like on Thursday. So we got her the pain meds. And she was doing really good, jumping around, jumping on the furniture. Like, she was doing all the things, all the things. But Friday, I could tell she didn't feel good. And that's what really makes me sad is that she, suffered a little bit. But I guess if I want to try to just make myself feel better, the fact that liver failure, kidney failure, heart failure, those things were going to be a slow, painful death for her. I guess part of me can see a little bit of light that, she did go fast in the arms of my kid. And I don't know, the shit we try to tell ourselves to bring comfort, right? So part two of this, you guys, I'm going to talk about mushrooms because everyone has been asking me. I put up a post last week on Facebook that said something. I haven't had to microdose for, about 2 weeks. I'm taking a new health supplement that gives me energy, mental clarity, all the things. Like, it just genuinely makes me feel really good. However, since Saturday, I've not taken it. And I knew, as much as I cried yesterday and as devastated as I was, I could not see around my pain to get to the processing point to where I could just kind of, see myself as someone that's hurting and not be overwhelmed and fall into depression and beat myself up consistently with these crazy thoughts of guilt and, all the things. It's like when we lose someone, we start to think about all the things we didn't do or we could have done better or we should have done different. And that's kind of where I was last night. So I knew today I was going to wake up and microdose my mushrooms. And I'm going to talk about this because I am in Detroit, Michigan, where it's legal. Okay. So all you nosy bitches out there, it's legal in Detroit, Michigan. So you can drive to Detroit and do whatever you have to do to set yourself up. I don't know about your state. I don't know your laws. I don't know your shit. I just know my shit. And that's where we're at. But most places, mushrooms are illegal. I have been microdosing for, I don't know, maybe 2 years now. If I can explain the way my brain works, I'm not a fan of like trying to hold on to labels, right? Like I could, all this anxiety, ADHD, all these things. I think everybody claims that because our brains are fucking crazy and we're getting downloaded with insane bullshit all around the world, like all this technology and all these things. It's like, it's crazy. But I did used to talk a lot about the anxiety I had. And, I've since learned, like, I do a lot of meditating, a lot of grounding. And with my meditation, part of my struggle with meditation was that I would feel so good meditating and being separate from my body that I never wanted to come back. Like, what is the point of being here when this exists, right? Like, this forever unconditional, loving, vibrant, radiant energy. Like I want to stay in that moment. So I was really struggling with getting grounded and staying grounded. And that used to give me a lot of anxiety because I would stress about stressing. And if you guys are having anxiety, it's because you're worried about shit. You're worried about shit about tomorrow. You're worried about shit about next year. You're just worried. And that worry is fucking nonsense because you can't control what's coming. You have no fucking clue what's going to happen tomorrow, right? You don't know. You make plans and God laughs. Like, that's it. I promise you, Saturday, we had some incredible plans and it was not, to put down our dog 100%. That was not it. And a lot of shit went haywire yesterday. My kid was driving home from college. Her car broke down in the middle of nowhere. Just a bunch of shit we had to deal with. Like, Ben literally, after, they gave my daughter the dog's body, my husband had to take his truck and drive to Indiana to go get our other kid. Like, the point is, you just can't fucking make plans. You could try, but I want you to understand you cannot control what's coming. You cannot control what's coming. And the minute you can let go of even trying or wanting to, all that shit you're worrying about, it's nonsense. But we all get this in our head that we all have anxiety and we're going crazy. And I get it. I get it. I still feel those moments waving on sometimes. And I'm like, oh shit. So this is why I got into microdosing. I had a friend that told me he does it. He was in, I don't know if he was like in the army or some shit. I don't know, but he was a scientist there and he studied them. And it piqued my curiosity. So the day he told me, I went and got my hands on some mushrooms. And I was like, I have to try this. So the normal dose, I guess we'll talk about dosing first. The normal dose, I think, if you're going to like trip on mushrooms, which this is not what I do, there's no fucking way Brandon Lynette does not want to feel high. And I want to make that clear. When you are microdosing, it's not like this huge feeling experience. Okay. It's not like, I hate smoking weed because all of a sudden I take a hit and like I feel like there's a wet blanket over me and I can't stand it. I can't stand. I don't feel like myself. Like I do not like that feeling of not feeling like me, if that makes sense. Okay. So, smoking weed didn't work for me. Edibles doesn't work for me unless I'm taking one to go to sleep, right? Like, and I have to be asleep before it hits or I freak the fuck out because I hate that feeling. So I don't get high. And I think, usually if you want to get high, you're going to be doing like 3 grams of mushrooms. I think that is the dose, to trip. I think I've never done it, so I can't tell you, yes, I did this, and that's what happened to me. But I take about a quarter gram in the morning on an empty stomach. And what I do is I just blend the mushroom caps. I have a little grinder, I guess it's called a grinder. I put it into a fine powder and then I put it in a capsule and I just measured. It's just a quarter gram. Maybe I edge a little close. Like today, probably I was probably a little bit closer to a half gram, but This is what happens for me. If you guys have ever seen the movie Over the Hedge, if you haven't seen it, go watch it because this is who I am. I am literally hammy. On any given day, my brain is going like 1,000 miles a minute. I'm doing 1,000 things. I'm trying to remember 1,000 things and I'm just zoomies. I got the zoomies, right? I can't sit still. I'm going fucking crazy. And when Hammy drinks an energy drink, the opposite happens to him. He like pulls back, right? And then he's just calm. Everything's fucking calm. And that is the best way for me to be able to describe what microdosing is for me. It just pulls me back into that state of calm where I can kind of just have an awareness of the things I'm going through. Like today, I'm very aware that I'm really fucking sad. I'm very, very aware that I'm devastated. My body is physically tired. I'm moving a lot slower. It's just an awareness, but it's not an emotional feeling that I am connected to, if that makes sense, right? We can feel the sadness or be the sadness. And I'm just kind of witnessing at this point that I'm sad and it's okay. I can give myself the space to like, all right, girl, you're sad. Dude, you're sad. And you know, it's just a few times today where, you know, I'm tearing up and I'm sad, but I'm not losing my shit. When I tell you about the Brandon Lynette that gets upset, you guys, I literally was on the bar floor wailing. I lose my shit. I lose it. I'm not okay. I'm not okay. I cry like nobody's business. Like I can't breathe. I can't talk. And this is, you know, something I expect I'm probably going to feel for a while. So I'm going to be microdosing because I don't have to lose my shit. I can be sad without just getting lost in that emotion and lost in the guilt and lost in all the things. You know, I got the mushrooms today have pulled me back to my center where I can just be in the moment, where I can, you know, look at things and think, you know, like looking at pictures today, bitches, even being able to talk right now, like my eyes are tearing up and I'm so fucking proud of myself because I could never do this without them. I wouldn't even be able to record a podcast had I not had something like this in my life. I batched my emails for the week. Like I'm doing the things. Brandon Lynette before mushrooms could not have done this. But just being able to look at her pictures today, I was looking, you know, the first day we picked her up, she was a rescue from a Chihuahua mill and she was not a Chihuahua. Okay. My friend gave me word. She's like, bitch, there's a bunch of Chihuahuas here. We're seizing like 100 dogs. We're in Indiana. Hurry up and you can come grab a dog. So I get my kid in the car. We drove like 45 minutes and I thought I was going to get a Chihuahua because that's the dog I've always had. That, you know, those are the dogs I've had. So I'm like, yes, I'm getting my dream Chihuahua. We get there and there's this like white fluffy ball of not a Chihuahua, just a mutt. I was like, what the fuck? And she's like, you can have her if you want her. And I'm like, oh my God, that's not what I came here for. But she was like the best looking dog. The rest of them were pretty fucked up. So anyway, we drove off with her before they started seizing the rest of the dogs. And we've had her ever since. And she's a little shit. And I loved her. And it's just sad. It's very sad. But I can, you know, enjoy those moments without losing it and without the gut wrenching, like, you know, wailing. Like, I can't explain it. I can't explain it. The first dog I ever lost, his name was Hercules. He got ran over by a car right in front of me because he was chasing a kid on a bike. And I lost it. I wasn't okay for a long time. Like, I would cry myself to sleep. I would hear him everywhere. I would see him everywhere. I was not okay. I was not okay. And I didn't want to not be okay, right? Bella's gone. There's nothing I can do. I can't rewind. I can't do anything different. I can't change the outcome. I can't, you know, have never brought Sam home. Just all the things. Like there's nothing I can do. I'm here today. This is what happened. I did the best I could with what I was given in the moments I had right now. I did what I could. So I get to enjoy just loving her and, you know, not lose myself in the loss of her, if that makes sense. So, that is why I microdose. And I do it when I'm going through seasons or periods where I would rather just meditate and not be in this life, truly. If you've ever had like a beautiful meditation experience, if you haven't, just start fucking practicing because I promise it's worth it. It's like my new drug. Every morning, the first place I go, I have a little nook at the top of my stairs and I just sit there and I do my meditation. Some days for 15 minutes, some days for an hour and a half. It's always different, but it's beautiful. I start to feel myself like, why am I coming back to Earth? Like, I'm not of this world, you guys. I feel like I am definitely an alien freak show. Just sometimes I don't belong. I don't belong here. And in those moments, I take the mushrooms because they remind me that I do belong here. I do belong here with my feet on this ground, with my heart open, being able to share whatever shit show's going on in my life to show someone else that it's possible. Like, I'm here to show you that it's possible. You might be having the worst fucking week of your life. You guys, I buried my dog last night. I know what the worst week is like. I know. But guess what? I'm showing up because I know that Monday morning there is someone that's going to open my email at 5 a.m. and it's going to change their day. I showed up for that. I showed up because I have clients in my inbox wanting to know how they can get through the next hurdle. So we don't have to lose ourselves to the bad weeks. We don't have to lose ourselves in the shit show. If you need the tools to stay grounded, I will never judge you. I mean, never. Whatever it takes for you to get through. But I do definitely, I'm an advocate for natural shit. And I think mushrooms were definitely a gift when used in moderation. It just definitely, it makes me feel elevated. It makes me feel grounded. It helps me step back and see colors brighter, see everything brighter, and I start feeling again that I am connected. I do think that we are all connected to one big solid energy. So this is like my little baby blanket from God of just like he's wrapping me up and he's like, girl, you're here, you belong here, you're serving your purpose. This is where your time is right now. And it reminds me that it's okay to come back down because, you know, meditation has given me some insight to what energy really is and how it is forever and how it is full of love and how it is just free of stress and, you know, pain and heartbreak. Like, it's just a beautiful, beautiful energy. I can, you know, it's beautiful. So sometimes it's hard to come back to this earth where we have all these feelings. But I know they say it's better to have loved and lost than to have never loved at all. And I believe that. I know, you know, sitting here today thinking, man, someday Zeke and Sam are going to die. That's going to suck. Someday Oliver's going to die. That's going to suck. The bunnies are going to die. That's going to suck. Like, Hermie the crab is probably going to be the one that outlives us all. But the truth is, there is pain in this, and I wouldn't trade the memories or the moments or the growth and the love that we have for them to skip this part ever. And I guess that would be the same for people that we love in our lives. It's just appreciating those moments. It's easy for me as a mom, you know, I have these check-ins with myself of like, hey, you know, at the end of the day, if you know, you woke up and your kids were gone tomorrow, do you feel good about who you were as a parent? I literally call myself out on that shit sometimes. And there are days where I can't answer that with a good yes. Some days I'm like, God, I was a shit mom today. I was snappy. I was impatient. I was, you know, overloaded, overstimulated, and I was cranky. Those days aren't fun. But the thing is, I can acknowledge that and be like, all right, bitch, tomorrow I get another chance. I'm going to hug these babies. And it just fuels me for the, you know, the next few days and weeks to just be the mom that doesn't have the regret, that doesn't have the beating myself up. That's easy for my kids. And now I just need to learn to do that for my pets. Because the truth is, there were quite a few places I could have taken Bella this summer, and I just didn't. I didn't. Like, I didn't even take her to the beach this summer. Those kind of things suck. So this is a level of growth for me to be able to look at Zeke and Sam and say, I did everything. I feel good about everything I did for them and with them in their lifetime. So it's leveling me up as a person and a pet parent, to just expand my thought process of like, do I feel good about who I was today if I never see these people again? And that's a great question to ask yourself too. If you guys really want to check out some more insight on microdosing, there's a really great show that I watched on Netflix called How to Change Your Mind. It's based on a book by Michael Pollan, Pollan. I've not read the book. I'm going to. It is on my list. As soon as I catch up on some other shit here, it is on my list. But the series is amazing. There's a whole episode just on mushrooms alone. But he goes through this process where he takes like, LSD, he does mescaline, he does a lot of things. But I'm the only thing that I can speak on that I do is the mushrooms. So I can't guide you or tell you where you could find them because I have no fucking clue. I have no clue where to help you get them. But if you do find someone, it is as simple as getting a little scale and a grinder and some little capsules you could order on Amazon and packing yourself up, little quarter grams and giving it a try. Like I said, there is no like crazy moment of holy shit, I'm high as fuck, or I feel this like crazy. I do feel a shift. I feel a shift, like my body feels a little warm at the moment. And then it just like feels this like waves of calm coming over me. And in that moment, I go outside and I just thank God. I put my feet in the grass and I let the sun pour into my head. And I'm just like, thank you for the connection. It is a very intentional, it's a very intentional process for me. I don't just take it and go. The minute I know it's there, I'm, giving my gratitude and just knowing that, I trust the process. I know it's going to elevate my mood and I'm a different person. Same person. But I'm different. I'm different. My tabs, all the tabs in my brain are closed and I can focus on one thought and one task. And it serves me well. So thanks for tuning in today. I know Mondays can be kind of tough. And I think this timing, like someone needs to let me know what time it actually comes out because I schedule this for noon Eastern and it's not showing up for me at noon Eastern. So I can't watch it like a hawk to know like what hour it actually shows up and it's telling me noon Eastern, I'm just not seeing it. So let me know, bitches, in my Facebook group. You're amazing. Listen, bitch. You can sign up for those emails at listenbitch.live or you can go to brandonlinette.com. It'll take you to the same spot. Make sure you're in my Facebook support group. I really want this to be a listener fueled opportunity where you guys can just be like, look, I'm struggling with this. Let's fucking go. Because I'm in the arena getting my ass kicked so that I can help you, bitch. So I can help you. Listen, bitch, I love you. Thanks for tuning in. Whatever you're going through, it's a season. It is a season. It is temporary. One day at a time. That's all you have to do. One day at a time. And every day you wake up, you intentionally tell yourself, I've got all the time in the world. So I love you, bitches.